Representative Ron Kind serves on the House Education Committee and spoke to a dozen of the school district's administrators and teachers about his party's lack of clout on education.
We can't even get the Education Secretary, Rod Page, to come before the Education Committee to answer some questions about No Child Left Behind. So some of us have been setting up these field hearings like today and going directly to you.
Kind brought fellow Education Committee member Representative John Tierney from Massachusetts with him. Tierney says many Democrats supported the original bill but are now criticizing the lack of promised funding for regular and special education.
And this was the deal that was made with the president. If we're going to enlarge that investment, if we're going to require so much more of everybody, then we have to step up the federal partnership to make our contribution more significant also. And he's been unwilling to do that. His budget, which came out 2.5 weeks later, was in the first instance almost $9 billion short. And 3 years later, it's cumulatively $27 billion short.
Beyond funding, Eau Claire principal Deb Hansen worries more about the effect on students with special needs who now have to pass the mandated test to move on to the next grade.
Part of our effort is to help those students find ways to overcome the obstacles in their life and feel successful and find their niche. And this gives them one more way to feel like they fail. And that really bothers me.
Despite recent criticism, President Bush continues to defend No Child Left Behind and says he's not changing his mind about the law's high standards. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.